This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, Melbourne, and welcome to the late edition. The late edition of Catching Up on Joy with Jamie and Brett.
My goodness. What a kerfuffle and a commotion. And it was a little bit of a whirlwind. Good evening,
ladies
and gentlemen.
When you don't broadcast anything here at Joy, five people run into the studio and press a button and fix everything up, and you feel very special. There's a lot going on here this evening, folks. There's training. There's new systems undergo. But look, we're here, and we're here for the next 55 minutes. Less our beautiful Dolly, who's got a pain in the neck, Brett. We're not sure if that pain in the neck is us, quite frankly.
Well,
we'll be trying to ascertain that over the coming weeks, won't we, really?
Jamie, we do have a bit of a star-studded lineup again,
of course,
don't we?
We do. Now, we'll apologise first up, folks, that Brett has chosen the music tonight, and I have no idea if it's any good. Oh, I did come in with some disco tracks, but unfortunately I've looped those into a playlist that's 27 minutes per song. So I've done a wonderful job, and Brett's had to come in.
Do you know
and
what?
That.
It was in manner of Donna Summer, the MacArthur Park Suite,
yes.
18 minutes
it was
of
a crazy,
just joy.
It was a crazy loop that I'd done. I don't even know how I'd done it. But look, there's lots coming up on the show tonight.
There is.
We've got a guest.
We do. We have the fabulous Warwick Glynn.
Two guests.
And his partner, Darren Cundy, and they're about to do a new show.
I thought we agreed we weren't going to try and say his surname.
And they've got a great new show out. It's coming out. It's part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival,
yes.
Because obviously catching up this month and the month of April, it's all about Melbourne Comedy Festival.
We're touching on that.
And their play is called Never Say Always, and they're going to come in around 9:30.
Yeah, we're going to chat with them. I've got a little bit on Girls, which I've been madly watching and falling completely in love with this show, and I'm going to tell you all about it this evening. Also, you know how much I love Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Skanky whore as she is.
Love Maddie.
I've actually got a little clip of Madonna not singing, because I wouldn't sink so low as to play Madonna singing, and before you write in, I'm allowed to have my choices on that. And I will be doing a bit of whinging tonight because Dolly's not here and someone's got to.
Absolutely. Now, Jamie, we've got, just before we go to the first track for the night, we've got a bit of a question to ask our listeners tonight, haven't we, darling?
Now, we've got tickets for the comedy festival, Brett, haven't we? We're going to see a few things.
Goodness.
We're seeing Anne Edmonds. I'm seeing Judith Lucy.
I'm seeing Judith as well.
We're going to that.
We've got the fabulous Sarah Millican.
Yes, we're going to that.
There's Best of British that I'm going to. I've just found out today. Oh, my goodness. It is jam-packed.
Jealous. Yeah. So we're wondering what you're going to. What have you bought tickets to? What would you really like to see?
Yes.
So SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Give us a call on 1300 Joy 949. Or, of course, you can send us an email on air at joy.org.au, or you can just press contact on the Joy app if you've got it.
Fantastic. Jamie, tonight I have chosen the music.
Oh, gosh.
And this is one of my all time favourite tracks.
I knew it'll be about you.
It's T.S. Monk from the fabulous album After the Playboy Mansion.
Sweet, Brett.
Candidate for Love.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, my name is Stephen K. Amos, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
And you're with Jamie and Brett on Catching Up, your Tuesday night dose of, well, it's a little bit of everything, isn't it, Brett?
Isn't it,
really?
Just?
It's a little bit of everything.
My goodness. Now, look, we are asking a question because, obviously, during the month of March and April, it's all about Melbourne Comedy Festival.
The months.
It's about to kick off next week. We're very excited, aren't we, Jamie?
I'm just a rapture.
I'm like, how many shows are you seeing now?
Well, at least three, but I'm probably going to double that, I'd say.
I think I'm seeing at least four.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit excited. The question we're asking tonight is, who are you seeing at the Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Or who would you like to see?
Or who would you like to see? Yeah. Who's one of the headliners or one of the...
Well, who'd you like to see?
Yeah. SMS us on 0427JOY949. Give us a call on 1300JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Now, Jamie, what we don't normally talk about is what we do after the show, clearly, because we've gone home. And
jeez, Brett, that's observant of you.
And one of the funny things is that I always take Jamie home. I always drop you off.
Yes, if you can. I like a lift.
So I get this message today saying, oh, have you got your car? And I was like, yes. Oh, that's good because I've got an ironing board with me.
I did say that it would sound a bit random, didn't I?
I did
put that in the text. I said, might sound random. I've got an ironing board. And I did. And an iron, which I'm very attached to.
Now, you've just finished you've finished a bit of a holiday, haven't you?
Oh, no, I've already been back at work since then.
Have you?
Yeah, sweetheart. Oh. I've crossed the world and back since then.
Oh, Lord, you know, lordy.
No, I've been very busy, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Very busy indeed. And we've got heaps coming up on the show tonight. We've got some guests coming in,
yes.
Writer of a gay-themed play in the Comedy Festival, which is fantastic. We've got a little clip from Madonna, which I don't love Madonna, Brett, but she said some wonderful things last Saturday night. At the GLAAD Media Awards.
Okay.
Now, and I thought, well, because she said some of these things, which were really pretty outstanding as an activist of GLBTIQ issues, I thought she did need a little bit of airtime this evening. So we'll be giving her slightly less than a minute.
You know, I have the love-hate relationship with Madonna. I just think she's the bee's knees, she's the cat's meow, and sometimes I just think she's a bit of a bitch.
Bit of a sinewy, sort of bristly sort of cow, yes.
Yeah.
Look, it's a fine line that she treads, isn't it, really, between style and death, really, I feel like, for her.
She does look a little bit like death warmed
she's
up.
A bit sinewy, bless her, but that's all the yoga, Brett. You don't do 5 hours of yoga a day and not get a bit sinewy, sweetheart.
What have you been doing this week?
Oh.
Been back?
I've got my lawns made. No, nothing really exciting.
No.
Nothing exciting that we can talk about, really.
Okay,
let me think.
Okay.
Well, I bought an ironing board.
Why don't we talk about the weather?
No, Dolly will kill us if we talk about the weather, won't she?
Now, we do feel sorry. For those of you who have just tuned in, Dolly is not here tonight.
She's hurt her neck.
What has she done with her neck?
Well, she just said she's pulled it out.
Yes.
Now, Dolly doesn't partake in things that would put your neck out very often.
No.
So we don't know if she's done that gardening. We don't know whether she's been reaching into a small crevice.
Again.
But somehow she's put a neck out.
Oh,
so we're sending the healing love and energy across to Dolly this evening.
All right.
Yes. So are we going to go to a song, Brett, or are we going to do the Madonna thing?
No, Well, I thought we'd just do another track because I have chosen the music tonight.
Yes.
I'm going to dedicate this because obviously Dolly, we normally get a fabulous song from the Disco Appreciation
Society.
Which will
be back next week, of course.
They will be, and Wes does a fabulous job maintaining the page on the book.
So this better be disco if you're dedicating it to Dolly.
It is. Now, this is a little bit mainstream, and I'm sorry, but I have to do it. It's one of my all-time favourite Bee Gees songs.
Will she like it? That's the question. Will Dolly like it? That's the question.
It's called Nights on Broadway.
Ooh.
You listen to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
The nights on Broadway, the many nights I've had on Broadway, Jamie.
Oh, you know what? The many nights I have actually had on Broadway, Brett.
Oh, my goodness. You're listening to Jamie and Brett on Catching Up on Joy. Dear Dolly is sick. She's
not
here.
I think she would have liked that. I think she would have approved of that song.
I hope so, because it's hard because she's got such great taste in music.
In saying that, I haven't seen her bring any Bee Gees in, to be honest.
No, well, I have told her about the Bee Gees and she seemed to be okay.
She probably thinks their pants are a bit tight.
But they were very
tight.
They
had to be to do falsetto like that. Didn't they?
Now, speaking about falsetto.
Yes.
another artist who's done a little bit of falsetto. Well, she's tried to.
A little bit of gristle done up as lamb. The lovely Madonna has done us proud as a gay community this weekend, folks. On Saturday night, she presented at the 24th Annual GLAAD Media Awards. It's the Vito Russo Award that she was presenting. And he, if you don't know who he is, look him up because he did some stuff for the gay community that we should all be very proud of.
Yes.
And so she was presenting the award to Anderson Cooper, who's that very white-haired of CNN reporter.
Andrew would drop me like
he's
a big sacker, you know what?
He's a
if
fox.
He walked into the room.
And he's gay and he's out, right?
Oh, he's hot.
He's gay and he's out.
Yeah, he's gay and he's out.
So you get an award for that these
days,
pretty
much. Yeah, absolutely.
And Madonna presents it. Jeez.
We're still waiting for ours.
It's Madonna on the phone, Brett. You've won an award.
Thank you, Madonna.
For not self-combusting on the radio, which would be a visual gag and wouldn't work. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Do you want me just to roll tape?
Roll tape. Madonna said some beautiful things.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Maddie.
Bullying and any form of discrimination always seems to be a manifestation of fear of the unknown, right? Most people are not comfortable with things or people that they perceive as different from themselves. And I would wager that if we just took the time to get to know one another, did our own investigation, looked beneath the surface of things, that we would find that we are not so different after all. We are also under the illusion that with the wonder of technologies at our fingertips, that the world is coming closer together, that people are becoming more familiar with one another, that the distance between one human and another is being diminished. Now, on the one hand, that is true. But on the other hand, it is not true. I believe the opposite is taking place. Because a picture doesn't tell 1,000 stories. A picture tells a version of 1,000 stories. And this supposed intimacy that we think we are gaining is false. It is unearned. It is a trick. I created this video piece in my show because I wanted to bring awareness.
I think I meant to cut that off slightly earlier than
that,
Brett.
Okay, she started.
Look, she said some really wonderful things about being yourself and in this day and age that should be okay.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it, you've got to see it because it will renew your respect for her. It did for me, and I think she's a piece of sinew. So, I mean, I really think you should check it out.
You couldn't even chop her up to make it to Irish stew. But I tell you what, I am very proud of because when she did the whole Kabbalah thing.
Yeah.
Because the Kabbalah religion has a very clear, defined opinion.
They've got nice
wristbands,
though, a lot.
They do, but they have a very clearly defined opinion on homosexuality.
Oh, do they?
Yes, and it's not positive.
No, out the door with them.
But moving on from this, because you also said, because it is Melbourne Comedy
Festival. She did also, very quickly, she did wear the Boy Scouts uniform to highlight the fact that you can't be a gay Boy Scout, which is wrong as well.
Yeah.
So she's like, she double entendred herself, really, with outfit and everything, which is Madonna's style.
Can I be a bit controversial for a moment?
Go on, then.
I'm not sure if Boy Scouts and having to put a sexuality towards that, I just don't think it should be just,
you
know what I mean?
Bit wrong.
Well, I don't think they should kick out teenagers who identify as being gay.
Yeah,
don't
look,
it's
a big gay issue and we should look into it, but we're not going to do that
tonight.
Yes,
we're not doing that tonight because we've got quite a fabulous, one of my favourite TV shows that came out.
Oh, you're talking about my favourite
latest. Oh my God,
I can't get enough of this. Let's play the clip and we should quickly just say that
do you want to set it up?
Yeah, it's Girls. It's called I'm so excited. That's how
I know,
much I love it.
A little bit too excited.
Look,
there.
It's called Girls and the main created by Lena Dunham and she has written,
brilliant.
Produced. Sometimes she directs.
Yes.
Sometimes
she appears quite nude in the show as well.
Oh, completely nude.
There's a lot of nudity.
Yeah, and she's not the most magazine.
She's an hourglass figure.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with
that. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Allegedly.
We want to be supportive. But it's just, she exposes warts and all, and I love her for it.
Great writing, great show. It's about an aspiring writer, Hannah.
Join the club.
And this is a scene with her and
a
gay flatmate.
Here's your extra glide. Don't even know how that ended up in my room.
Please don't sit on that chair if you're not wearing underwear.
You know what, actually? I'm going to sit on this chair all day as much as I like. Vagina back and forth forever. Just my whole crotchal area spreading out. It's my chair now.
Oh, you're going to keep that chair?
Yeah, because I talked to George on keeping everything that he paid for. He wants me to. And wait, that's
everything. Mm-hmm. I know. He paid for everything.
Yeah.
But I resent the fact that this was not a dialogue. This was a monologue.
Well, Elijah, there was no dialogue to have. You're not a nice man, okay? You're a fink.
I'm a fink?
Yes, there's certain people, Elijah, who are meant to remain in your past, all right? I made a mistake trying to repurpose you.
Repurpose me?
Mm-hmm.
Not a vintage cardigan. Also, I will not be paying rent this month.
Yeah, you will.
Actually, no, I won't. First of all, I don't have the funds, so I can't. Second of all, I've been doing some math, and basically I paid for all of your burritos junior year.
On your own offer.
And they were way more expensive than a normal fucking girl's burritos because you were constantly doing add-ons. Spinach, guac, pecans.
It's not my fault that you didn't want to liven up your meal, and also, you know what? That's what a boyfriend does. They pay for things.
And I paid for a book.
You're probably still using it, so maybe you should pay me.
So look, that was just one scene between her and an ex-boyfriend who is now gay.
Yes.
But you can just see the quality of the writing, and it's also visually fantastic, set in New York, and it just, we're basically just watching Hannah struggle through life.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a bit of OCD, there's a, you know, parents cut her off. It's a fantastic show, and if you haven't checked it out, I think there's still time. I mean, there's two seasons out now.
We had a little bit of talk about the show, and it's quite funny because Jamie said, oh look, it's sort of like another... It's sort of like a different version of Sex in the City.
It's like a real version of Sex in the City, I think.
Yeah, but I think it goes a lot further. It's younger. It's set in Brooklyn, not so much Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's far more urban and gritty.
And a lot of the clothes and the set all comes out of like recycled clothing shops and stuff. So there's actually a story behind that as well. But yeah, look, she's fantastic. And she does present herself to the world in scenes where she is a bit, you know, naked. Or,
oh, yeah.
And you know, it's a real representation of the world. It's not now, fake and glossy.
You know she's won the Golden Globe for this as well.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
That's exciting.
So it's very exciting. And she's really now, she's literally, I mean, she's so young to come up with something so brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's funny and it's clever.
Yeah.
And
there's lots of other great actors in there as well. Won't list them all off you. But check it.
Absolutely.
If you haven't seen it, check it out. Girls, season 1 and 2, available now.
Absolutely. Now, we just have to play a couple of community announcements.
Good,
but
eh?
Who have we got coming up?
Coming straight back with Warwick. And Darren.
Fantastic.
The writer and producer of the fantastic Never Say Always, part of Melbourne's comedy festival coming up soon.
And you're listening to Brett and Jamie on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Jamie and Brett. This is your weekly dose of stupidity, and we've got very exciting. We've got some guests in the studio.
Absolutely.
Brett, who are our guests?
I'd like
Please
to
introduce.
I would like to welcome playwright Warwick Glynn and his partner slash producer, Darren Cundy, to the studios. Hi, boys. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Welcome.
Now, obviously, a focus for our show has been the Melbourne Comedy Festival for the month of March and April, and you have a new play called Never Say Always. I keep on saying Never Say Never.
Because he's a James Bond fan.
I am a James Bond fan, so I apologise. But this is originally in midsummer 2010, there was a sellout production of From Arsehole to Breakfast.
We have to say that, guys. You know that. Any chance to say arsehole? We're there.
And it's from, your plays from the 9th to the 14th of April at the Mechanics Institute Performing Arts Centre, Sydney Road, Brunswick. But tell us a little bit about the play. This is about your relationship. Is this correct?
Ooh, sort of. It's loosely based on things that have happened to us and our relationship. It's a gay rom-com.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And it's a wedding story.
When you say loosely... So elements of your relationship, maybe padded out a bit, maybe glossy, may added a little bit of gloss or...
Well, I think what we've done is we've kind of mixed up what's happened. So one character isn't identical to the real life, you know, to protect the innocent. But yes, we've had our share of pretty outrageous things happen to us in some outrageous places, and it has kind of found its way into the play.
How do you feel about having like your relationship and issues to do with your relationship on a stage with actors and stuff and lights?
Yeah, well, as our friends will probably tell you, you know, we're pretty forward about sharing all that up front and personal.
Much of it is disguised in other characters.
And then you go,
right.
It's based on loosely.
Loosely, yeah.
All the terrible things is what Warwick did. Yeah.
It's quite funny. Okay. When we started this show, I said to Jamie, we can talk about everything except for my job. And my relationship.
Which we talk about frequently now, don't we?
Which we talk about. Yeah, I know. But it's still quite censored, though. Tell us a little about the first play. Do we need to see the first play to put the second play in context? Or are they standalone?
They're standalone. There will be people who have seen the first one, From Arsehole to Breakfast.
You can say arsehole many times as you like.
It's after 9 o'clock now, it's all right.
That was the story of the boys getting together. Steve was an absolute commitmentophobe. But Joe brought him around and finally, you know, got him into the relationship. And at the end of the play, there's quite a cliffhanger because Joe has a stroke. Oh. There are signs of it through the play. They didn't know what was going on. And so the first one finishes with Joe unconscious in hospital.
Right. Oh, so, my God. So for those people that did see the first one, they'd been hanging out for how long? 2 years? To get
three,
the end of
3 years.
Almost 3 years.
To figure out the cliffhanger. Gee, that's clever marketing, that is. Isn't it? Well, guys, we want you to stick around. We're going to actually read a little bit of the script. We're actually going to act of the script, Brett.
Are we going to do it right now?
No, I think we were going to do something. Maybe we have a song and then come back and do
I'm
that?
I'm happy to play a song. Now, I've actually chosen a song dedicated for you both this evening, putting it into context of your new play, Never Say Always. I'm still trying not to say Never Say Never.
Before,
I apologise.
Before we go to the song, is there a website where people can go and grab tickets just quickly and we'll come back and have a chat and read a bit of script
there
after
is.
The song?
There is. neversayalways.com.au.
Oh, that's easy to remember, isn't it?
Fantastic. Now,
we like it simple here.
Yeah, we do like it simple. Keep it simple, stupid. There's a fabulous lesbian artist who has just released a track. She's a local girl, Carmen Hendricks. And her album is called Rhythmic Soul Revealed. This is a song for you guys. It's not a reworking of Had to Be You, but the song is called Had to Be You. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Ever since I saw you.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Jamie and Brett. This is your Tuesday night dose of stupidity. We are welcomed this evening in the studio by Warwick and Darren. Warwick is the writer of a fantastic play, Never Say Always, which is part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And Darren is his partner slash producer. Would you rather I say producer slash partner? Or it doesn't really matter. You're wearing two caps, really, aren't
you? I am wearing two caps.
Oh, you're married.
Oh, you're married. Oh,
well,
husband.
That's nice.
So you better put husband first.
Where'd you do that?
Montreal.
Oh, that's not... The Canadians are great.
I know. They're so much more forward-thinking and liberal. And I mean liberal in the old sense of the word, not the party.
Mm. Oh, you'd be glad you clarified that, Brett. We have some phone calls after that.
Oh, I know. We'll now, get the letters, yes.
Guys, you've written this fantastic play that we think everyone should come and see. We thought we might give you a little taste of it this evening.
I know.
So we're actually going to read the part... Well, Brett's going to play the part of the narrator.
Narrator.
And we're going to read some parts as well and give you a little taste of it. Now, I'm not an actor... And I don't know if you boys are actors, so we can't guarantee.
I'm not an actor either.
You're a writer and a producer.
We'll fumble our way through it.
And I'm just stupid.
Well, okay.
So we'll be fine. Look, it's a little laugh.
All right, all right. So let me set up the scene for you. Steve, Joe and Nathan are at a massage place that's known for being gay-friendly and providing happy endings.
Ooh.
Joe is excited. Steve is nervous and Nathan thinks it's all hilarious. They're in the waiting room drinking herbal tea.
So the protocol is herbal tea, followed by massage, followed by being pulled off.
Nathan, don't be so crass. We don't know if that's what they really do. And who still says pulled off these days?
You're a happy ending denier. You know it's true. Jamie and Brett have been here a million times. And they finish with the bang every time.
Oh, my God, you two make me squirm. Do they just do it as a matter of course, or do you have to kind of let them know that you're, you know, ready?
No, you just present them with your big, pink, sunburned ass like a baboon, and then they just know when the time is right.
Stop it! I'm really uncomfortable with this. I feel like we're exploiting them.
When the guy puts his hand out for an extra 100,000 rupiah, you might change your mind about the whole exploitation thing.
Look, I'm sweating through my robe. Why I let you talk me into this, I have no idea.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Steve. Just relax and enjoy the prospect of some stranger having a go at you.
Oh, Joe, our masseuses are here.
They're interrupted by the masseuse who've come in to collect them. They all follow them down into another room. The boys are shown to their beds, each separated by a divided curtain. They are left alone to undress.
Joe, I thought they were going to give us those little paper undies. Have you got any in there?
No. Just shut up and get your gear off.
My guy's really cute. What's yours like?
Balinese? Or Javanese? I don't know.
Oh, no kidding. You flake. Mine's kind of hot too.
You never know how this might turn out. I might have a date for the wedding after all.
Nathan, you rice queen.
Steve, that's such a racist thing to say.
Yeah, Joe, how very 1992 of you.
Oh, come on, you two. I'm not racist.
But...
Shh, they're coming back.
Now, clearly, well done, boys.
None of us are actors.
We don't want to reveal what happens next, obviously, because that'll spoil the show. It sounds like a lot of fun, boys. You must have had a bit of a... Has it been a hoot rehearsal?
Oh, rehearsals are very funny, and a couple of the actors in particular.
Yeah. Did you get cute
really
actors?
Funny. Of course.
Of course you did. You were casting. You know, that 1 week of production, 6 months on that casting couch, choosing those actors. It's not easy, is it?
It never is.
Got to go through them all. Three different agencies we had in. To lube them up, strip them off. It's very important how you look naked in this scene.
Do you know my mother's listening to this and she's probably finding it hilarious as well. My goodness. Now, there's a bit of a gala opening, isn't there, boys?
You guys are involved in some charity work as well, which we'd love to hear about.
Well, the opening gala, as you put it, on the 10th of April... Yes. Is a special fundraiser for Australian marriage equality.
Oh, fantastic. Cool.
And Darren and I feel quite strongly about marriage equality. So we're donating proceeds from that night to that cause. And Rodney Croom, in fact, is coming up from Tasmania and he's going to speak on the night.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in and letting us play around with your script as well. We know that can be a sensitive issue and we just wanted to let people have a little taste, like you said, of what they can expect in the play. It clearly will be of a higher standard of acting than I put out there.
I thought the narrator's job did a pretty good job.
Yeah, because there's no narrator in a play, Brett. Is there? Let's face it.
There was in the one that I appeared in high school, but never mind. Hey, look, we just want to say a big thank you for the boys for coming in. It is part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. The new play, Never Say Always. I got it right.
Thank you, indeed.
It's from the 9th to the 14th of April at the Mechanics Institute Performing Arts Centre, Sydney Road, Brunswick. For more details, see neversayalways.com.au or the Melbourne Comedy Festival site. Again, thanks, boys, for coming in.
Thanks, fellas.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Joy.
Joy.
94.9.
Oh, thank you, RuPaul. You're listening to Catching Up on Joy 94.9. That was RuPaul. That was actually dedicated to my partner.
He's fantastic.
Because Andy has at home watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh. And I was running a bit late today because I wanted to see.
That's like Project Runway, but for drag queens, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's good.
It's fabulous. But we've been joined. Now, we just had some... we had the beautiful Darren and the beautiful Warwick in.
Lovely guys.
The Never Say Always, their new play. That's part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
We've got to go.
I know, I've got to wrap it up. But...
No, I mean, we've got to go to the play. God, you're a moron.
I'm sorry. It's all because
someone
today...
Someone get him a cappuccino.
Oh, my God. I think I need a... Yeah, you know what I need tonight.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
But we've been... Another beautiful guest has come into the studio.
She's beautiful, isn't she? And, you know, if there's anything better than listening to Catching Up on a Tuesday night, it's sticking around for Sci-Fi and Squeam straight after 10 o'clock with the lovely Sonia. What have you got coming up on the show this evening, Sonia? The show.
Well, after catching up, we're a bit like a happy ending, I think.
You are a bit like a happy ending, aren't you?
Such good context. I'm so glad.
Well done for listening to our show out there.
Villains.
Oh, villains. Ooh. Sci-fi villains.
Sci-fi villains. Good and bad. Yeah. A little bit of Maleficent, a little bit of Darth Vader.
Oh,
fab.
And some queer ones too.
Darling, I saw what are those evil things in Doctor Who that go,
a Dalek.
I saw a suitcase the other day that looked like an orange version of a Dalek.
Wow.
That'd be right. Yeah, That'll be Melbourne.
Yes.
It's full of Daleks and Doctor Who.
Very strange.
Who bites.
What else you got? Because you've always
got
so much.
We've got Jason Franks in here and he's a comic book writer and illustrator. And Scarlett Puccini as well. So they're helping us out with the villains, but they do some great horror and genre sort of comics and so on.
Did you love Catwoman? Yes. Did you just generally
Which
love
one?
It? Well, I don't know. The main
most
one.
Recent one, I think, oh. in the film version. Anne Hathaway, yes, please.
Oh, Anne Hathaway, did she do that?
Yeah, she did Catwoman.
God,
for
she's
the last
good,
isn't
she?
Yeah.
She was great as Catwoman.
And who was the original Catwoman, Brett? Wikipedia. That's right. We love a bit of Eartha Kitt here at Catching Up.
Hey, look, before you do turn me off.
Oh, yes. She's got a limited time span here on
Arthur. No, no, it's all right,
indeed.
Darling.
We've also got an interview with a upcoming a director, part of the Queer Film Festival here
yes.
in Melbourne,
cool.
with Monster Pies. So Lee Galea is a local filmmaker who's made a really interesting coming out
Gosh.
Movie.
If you didn't need what another reason to stay up after 10.
I know.
There's so many festivals on at the moment. Oh. I'm not tuckered out yet.
No?
I'm not tuckered out
I'm
yet.
I'm on my way.
The French one's coming soon too.
Oh.
The
in
French
April?
Festival?
Yeah, French Film Festival, I should say.
Oh, I'm glad you added that. I was thinking we're going to have to give each other a bit of a tongue
about?
Kiss.
Bonsoir, monsieur, madame.
And before I am eliminated
yes.
from catching up, Patricia Quinn.
Yes.
Also known as... Magenta.
I know.
Yeah.
This is Big Brother Sonia. You have been evicted from the studio. Thanks for
oh,
coming.
Oh, I just got the note.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Son.
That's all right.
It's
Thank
always
you.
Lovely to hear. I love your guests and your.
Oh, she does a lot of research.
Mixes. I love it.
Oh,
she's a busy
late
girl.
Nights.
I know. A few late nights. My goodness.
Thanks, Sonia. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
My goodness. Jamie, it's getting that time again.
Is it?
You know.
What else have we got on
almost
tonight?
10 o'clock.
We're going to play a song. We're going to have another chat. What are we going to do, Brett?
No, we're going to play a song out.
Right.
But we can have a bit of a chat now, my love.
Well, I mean, we've done so much this evening, haven't we? We do need to send our love out to our beautiful
yes.
co-host, Dolly. And we do
yes.
apologise for Brett's music choice now.
Sorry, Dolly.
Look, I did come
I
in with
you
a whole,
the
lot
last
of,
one.
Whole lot of disco tracks, darling. You just killed him. He just crushed
well,
him down.
Well, when someone downloads it and every track is 27 minutes
I
long.
I thought I'd found the longest disco track in the history of disco. I thought we were just going to play one song tonight, keep coming back to
do
it.
You know what? The Disco Appreciation Society would have loved that, like half the show being one track. But
I knew something was wrong when we saw it said 27 minutes.
Before. I know. Now, I do want to talk about one, because it is Melbourne Comedy Festival, and one of the artists that I'm seeing, it's actually a group of artists, it's called Best of British.
It
I'm
sounds
not sure
good.
If I've
no, you,
to you
well,
before.
You've mentioned it.
Yeah, it's great.
So
it's
all English British comics.
Yep, it's Excellent. A rotational, so it's you never see the same comic twice.
That's interesting.
So it's usually on a Monday night at the Exeter Hotel,
okay.
and obviously go to Melbourne Comedy Festival to find yep. out more information. But they always have really funny. It's like instead of when you see a comedian, stand-up act is like between, what, half an hour and an hour and a half.
Mm.
These guys do around 10 to 20 minutes
okay,
of
so
their
it's
set.
Short and sharp and lots of people coming through. That sounds like fun,
yeah.
Brett.
So it's and it's dirt cheap. Like the tickets aren't very much. But
Which
I
love
it,
cheap
it's
here.
It's always
at
good. There's only about one or two. There's only probably about one or two comedians. We've been seeing it about 3 or 4 years in a row.
Okay.
And there's only been one or two comedians, which were not so great, but hilarious. The guys are hilarious.
Don't forget as well, it's a great time to get out and support festivals, but it's also the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which is on,
I know.
And people are telling me about some fantastic films that they're seeing. So get out and see some of those, folks, because it's a special time of year for us when
yep.
we go to the movies, and it's a bit gay, isn't it, Brett?
It is. We love a bit of gay.
We do love a bit of gay.
Hey, look, I'm going to sign us off tonight, mate.
Yeah, let's bugger
it's
off.
It's time to go. Look, next week we are continuing Melbourne Comedy Festival. We might have another guest. I'm just
might
waiting.
Oh.
Yes, because...
surprise. Don't leave it as a surprise.
All right.
Leave it as a surprise.
I won't say.
I'm not here, so I don't give a shit. But, well, quite frankly, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Come
you're
on,
tired.
Brett. What song
so
are we going
away.
Out?
No. We're going to play some announcements.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and then a song?
Absolutely. Then we're going to play out a song.
It better be good.
Oh,
it's your
my
last
goodness.
Chance to impress Dolly. She's on a deathbed.
I know. You've been listening to Jamie and Brett on Catching Up
Thanks
tonight.
For your company, folks. Always great.
Hello there, I'm Funny Lady Judith Lucy. Support Joy 94.9 or else get r***ed.
They've just been listening to our little podcast. I wonder what they thought of it. I hope they enjoyed our Catching Up podcast.
Well, I always enjoy listening to you and you've always got a wonderful story to tell.
Well, you always enjoy listening to you too, don't you, Dolly?
Don't get me confused with Jamie now, Dolly.
Oh, that's right. That's right, sweetheart. No, it's lovely of the viewers to listen to us, isn't it? You don't like it,
so. Well, they are listeners, but they can listen in any Tuesday night.
Well, that's when we're on, isn't it?
Between 9 and 10 on Joy, or just download more podcasts from the Joy website.
Pod away.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.